Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1. And if you'll indulge me tonight, I want to talk about the first 14 verses of chapter 9. And don't be afraid, I'm not going to stay here till midnight tonight. But I've been going through the book of Hebrews, and there's something about Hebrews that is just so powerful, and it can change your life if you really get a hold of what he's talking about. Hebrews chapter 9, and I'll just read down a few verses here. Hebrews chapter 9, then verily the first covenant had, everybody said the first covenant had, there were some things that it had. Also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary, for there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after, the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. And over it, the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went up always into the first tabernacle, that would be the holy place, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he had offered for himself and for the errors of the people, the Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing. Amen. I know that's a little bit of a reading, but if you read the next verse and it talks about the tabernacle, it says, which was a figure, everybody said a figure for the time then present in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Praise God. Which stood only in meats. I want to read just a little bit more. Which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances, opposed upon them until the time of reformation. Thank God for a time of reformation. Father, we thank you for the word of the Lord tonight. Thank you for the presence of God that we feel. And I ask you, Lord, to anoint the word of God and to speak to our hearts. We give you thanks. We give you praise tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. God bless you. Let's look at the word of God for just a little bit here. And I have a few things that are jotted down here, but this is very familiar territory for anyone that has ever been involved in a Bible study or anyone that has ever taught a Bible study, and it talks about the tabernacle. And the Bible says that it was the first covenant, and this first covenant had some things. Excuse me. It had the holiest of holies. It had the light from the golden candlestick. It had the bread from the table of shewbread. It had the altar of sacrifice. It had golden angels whose wings were touching. It had the law. It had the pot of manna. It had the Aaron's rod that budded, which is the ministry and the miracle-working hand of God among his people, and it had the mercy seat. Praise God. It was an awesome thing when you began to look at it in the Old Testament, and Paul talks about this We talked about it in the very first part of the book of Hebrews, and I won't go back over that again. But there was a reason for this, and it was a foreshadowing. It is the Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing. And as we looked earlier into the book of Hebrews, we found that there was a better promise, a better covenant, amen, a sanctuary that man did not pitch, but that God pitched. And the sanctuary that God pitched is you and I here tonight. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. We have a sanctuary tonight. And it's in 1 Corinthians. You don't have to turn there tonight. But the Bible says that know ye not that your body is the temple of God. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so tonight we sit here as the temple of God, as individuals that have replaced the old covenant, amen, with a new covenant. Now, if you want to get up and shout and run around while I'm preaching or teaching, you just go right ahead. But if you fall asleep, I'm going to throw a songbook at you. Amen. Because this is very, very important, and I can't overstate that here tonight. The tabernacle, if I had my chalkboard, and I don't think I need that here tonight, there was what we just read, the candlestick, which was made out of pure beaten gold. The whole candlestick was made out of pure gold. And the light of the candlestick was supposed to burn continually, day and night. And we know that this speaks of Jesus, but it also speaks of something else that I begin to think about that I don't think we often put into practice or into our experience with God. And not only was there the golden candlestick and the table of showbread and the altar of incense and the holiest of holies and the mercy seat, we often miss the fact that there was a tabernacle, praise the Lord, that there was walls and a roof, and the walls were covered with gold, and they were set in sockets of silver. They were made out of shittim wood, and if you do a little bit of study into that, you'll find that shittim wood, I think they probably got that as they were traveling through the wilderness, because shittim wood was a wood that grew in the dry washes of the desert. It was gnarly. It was thorny. It was not a beautiful thing to look at. And God said, I want to build a tabernacle. I want to build a tabernacle out of this gnarly, hard wood that grows in a dry place that not very many people would consider. There was a tabernacle, praise God. And I just I can't imagine what the golden panels set in sockets of silver. I can only imagine that when the presence of God came down on the great day of atonement once a year, that those silver and those gold things that were inside there began to tremble as the presence of God settled upon that place. Praise God. There was a tabernacle. Yes, it had a lot of things, and they represent beautiful things. Amen. The golden pot that had the manna, which is the provision of God, and not just the provision of God, but the miracles of God. And then there was the Ark of the Covenant, where the mercy seat was. It was covered in gold. Aaron's rod that budded, which is another story for another time. but it was when some people rose up and said, we can hear from God just like you can, Moses, and we don't need your leadership. We're going to become our own leaders. And the Lord said, I want you to take your rod, every tribe, the leader of the tribe, and put your rods down on the ground in the face of the presence of God. And the next day, there was one rod that had leaves on it, and it had almonds on it, and that was Aaron's rod, because God had ordained Levi to be the priesthood. Praise God. I'm thankful tonight for the ministry. I really am. I'm thankful tonight for someone in my life that can and has ministered to me, and I'm really a product of that ministry in my life. Praise God. And Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, that would be the law. There were so many, many things that were incorporated within the body of that tabernacle that really we could spend every service just talking about one of those things, and we would not be able to cover all of that. And there was the veil. Oh, what a beautiful thing that was. It was made of pure wool, and it was white, and there were three colors in that veil, red, blue, and purple. And we've been going over some books about colors, and that's blue, that's yellow, and we're trying to help a little one understand what colors are what colors. Amen. And we've all learned that. But there was something. God didn't just come up with a Crayola crayon and scribbled into that veil. There was a reason for that. The blue represented the Spirit of God, the heavens. And the red was made from earthworms. The dye was made from earthworms, which represents flesh, because we were made out of the earth. And we all know what purple is. It is a mixture of blue and red. Amen. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews that the veil represented the flesh of Jesus Christ. Praise God. It represented the flesh of Jesus Christ. And that's why when he died on the cross of Calvary, that the veil was torn from top to bottom. Amen. Because his flesh was torn, that veil was torn. And it lets us to know that there's only one way into the presence of God, and that is through Jesus Christ. Somebody said amen. Praise the Lord. There's only one way to get to the Lord, and that is through Jesus Christ. He is the mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. There's only one. Amen. There's only one begotten Son of God. There's only one, and he was God manifest in flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16, God was manifest in the flesh. Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful thing it is. And when we look at this tabernacle, Paul was talking about this tabernacle as the first tabernacle. And it was there for a purpose, but it was there for a limited season of time. Amen. It was not there for all of time, and we ought to thank God for that tonight. Praise the Lord. We didn't have to come to church tonight with a turtle dove or a pigeon. We didn't have to come tonight with a bull or an ox or some of the different offerings that they gave in the temple. But it was just for a little while. The scripture says, while the first tabernacle was yet standing. And so we could look at all of these things that were on the inside. But what is really exciting is what housed those things. Praise God. You are the temple of God tonight. Well, praise the Lord. And in reality, when we were saved, when we were born again, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." We have the light in us tonight. Amen. What we have tonight is so very, very awesome. It is the bread of life, Jesus Christ. It is the Word of God that we have tonight. And we are housing the Word of God. The Scripture says it is a treasure in earthen vessels. Amen. It is something that is truly awesome and wonderful at the same time. Amen. The altar of incense, that represents prayer. Amen. Inside of each and every one of us is the prayer. Amen. That ascends up before the throne of God. And then housed within that tabernacle and what was covered with the skins of animals, there were two angels, golden angels. Amen. I think I really wonder tonight if when we get to heaven, there's going to be angels that are gold in color. Amen. And as they fly around in heaven, the gold will shine. But there were two golden angels, praise God, guarding the mercy seat, if you please, covering it. And right there, that was the plan of God. It was the will of God. And then we can look at that and say that the angel of the Lord encampeth about them that fear him. Amen. And minister, they are ministering spirits that minister to those that are the heirs of life. Praise God. We've got an awful lot that's housed within this building we call a tabernacle. Amen. Your body is referred to in Scripture as a tabernacle. Amen. A tabernacle is a place. It is a building. It is a sanctuary where we come to do spiritual things and to worship God and to hear from the Word of God. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. Those things were there within that body of that tabernacle. Amen. The golden pot that had the manna. Amen. How many's ever prayed and God answered your prayer? Two or three of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Will you just hang in there and keep on praying, and God's going to answer your prayer as well. My God is a prayer answering God. My God knows how to provide the need when the need comes up. Amen. And because when we look at that, he provides our needs. In reality, he provides our needs because we have need. Amen. We cannot feed ourselves. We cannot breathe. We cannot think. Amen. And for some of us, it gets worse as we move along in time. Amen. We cannot walk. We cannot do anything except the Lord give us the ability to do it. Praise God. I'm in desperate need tonight of God. And you're in desperate need tonight of God. Amen. We cannot survive a second without him. Amen. We are hanging by a silver cord, as Scripture says. And if that cord is broken, then we go back to the ground from whence we came. Amen. But housed within this tabernacle is the remembrance, not just the remembrance, but the understanding that God provided in the past, and God will provide today, and God will provide tomorrow. Praise God. So it doesn't matter, I know it does matter, but it doesn't matter what you're going through tonight. My God is a providing God. He is my Jehovah Jireh. Amen. My provider. And every time that God provided, it was when the people were in a dire situation. When they didn't know what to do, when they didn't know where to go, the Lord stepped in. Praise God. And as the song that we sing, just like that, he made a highway just like that. Amen. And we don't understand how God does all those things, but he does those things. Praise God. And housed within that tabernacle was the tables of the covenant. Amen. The tables that God made the second time for Moses. Somebody said that Moses had to chisel them out the second time. I don't think that's scripture. I think the scripture lets us to know that the Lord wrote it on there the second time as well, because the Lord is very interested in the law. And today we have the law. We have the moral laws of God, and the moral laws of God that are housed and need to be housed within this tabernacle. You see, they were not outside as a memorial. They weren't out there for everybody to go and to read and just, you know, for the birds to land upon or the animals to look at or the people to look at. No, it was housed within this tabernacle. Praise God. And Jeremiah said that the Lord said, I'm going to make a new covenant with the house of Israel, not like the old covenant. I will write the laws upon the tables of their heart. Praise God. Inside this tabernacle, there are commandments. Amen. God made it that way. But praise God, tonight they're not put inside of us with the hammer and the chisel. Praise God, but they are put in with the word of God and the finger of God upon the tables of the heart. Somebody said amen. Amen. Praise God. And so here we are tonight. And Paul goes on and he says, but Christ. Everybody said, but Christ. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Praise God. I've got a promise here tonight. I've got a miracle working God here tonight. I've got someone that loves me so much that he wanted me to house these beautiful things of God. And if you're here tonight and you have a need, Sister Netta, would you come? If you're here tonight and you have a need in your life, if today's been a rough day for you, if you're not sure where you stand tonight, if you don't understand the will of God for your life, amen. He's here. Let's stand together. Praise God. Praise God. My God is able. In the face of sickness, my God is able. In the face of despair, my God is able. In the face of all situations and circumstances, my God is able. Do you have a God tonight that is able? Anybody have a God that is able tonight? I just wanted to leave you a word this week. You're not just an ordinary person, but you're housing something. You're covering something. There's something on the inside of you that's different than anybody else in all of the world. Praise God. And it's the good things of God. Let's love him together right now. Come on, young person, you've got something that the other young people don't have. Don't let the devil tell you something else. God is with us, and if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Jesus. Come on, young person. God wants to do a mighty work in your life. You just have to see what's on the inside, what God gave you when He filled you with the Holy Ghost, when He put you in the church, when He put your feet upon a solid rock. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, lift your voice with me tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.